You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
How do you reduce appointment cancellations? And so it's interesting because when it comes to follow-up, or when it comes to appointments, the majority of the work is actually done in the initial introduction, in the invite, okay? And so there's a lot of people that I think they troubleshoot the wrong part, okay? If someone's not showing up to an appointment, I can tell you that the mistake was more than likely made in the introduction, okay? In the initial conversation prior to the appointment. And so let me give you some pointers here. So first of all, like always, I kind of like to cover the negative first, and then we'll kind of talk about the positive, right? And so what if they just don't show? And so there's a couple different types of appointment. You know, you meet them at Panera and they just don't show, right? Which would really suck, right? Or you have an appointment on the phone and they don't show for the appointment. And so in those situations, I would just, once it's happened, you know, you got to do something to deal with it. Once it's happened, then what I would suggest is do my 3 voicemail system, right? And then I'm going to tell you how to help prevent it. But my 3 voicemail system is you call them, you leave a voicemail because they'll probably go to voicemail, and you say, hey, listen, we were scheduled to meet. I'm here, or I'm just calling you at the agreed upon time. Give me a call at your earliest convenience. So you're not condemning them. You're not bashing them. You're not being negative. You're not guilting them. You're not doing any of those kind of things. You just say, hey, you know, here I am. I'm ready to chat, or I'm here at Panera Bread. Give me a call when you get a chance. Okay. Now, there's a good chance that probably because of your introduction, but because of how you set this appointment, there's a good chance they won't call you back. So voicemail number 2 comes 48 hours later, or I'm sorry, 24 hours later. And you say, hey, we were supposed to chat yesterday, left you a message, haven't heard from you. I hope you're okay. I hope everything is okay. Give me a call. And hey, listen, if you decided you just don't want to meet, let me know. No big deal. I got a lot of people that I meet with. And you know, if this is something that you just don't want to discuss, totally cool. Just let me know. Now, there's also a good chance they won't respond to that. Okay. So 48 hours after that, okay, you're going to call them and you're going to say, you're going to leave a message again because they'll probably go to voicemail again. And you say, hey, listen, left you a couple voicemails, haven't heard back from you. I hope that you are okay. However, I'm just going to assume that this isn't something that you're open to, and that's totally cool. So I'm going to mark you off my list. I won't be calling you about this ever again, and I wish you the very best. Now, people hate being marked off a list. People hate it being so clear that they are in the wrong. People don't like that, right? If there's question, people are okay with white lies. People are okay with little things like that. But when it's so clearly an issue of theirs and you've handled it so professionally and you're saying to mark them off a list, that's going to be the time when you have the highest percentage of people that will reach out to you, right? That they'll reach back and say, oh, I'm sorry. You know, they'll make up something, right? And then you have, that's your option to reset the appointment or handle it however you want. So how do you lessen those cancellations, which was really the original question? How you lessen it is, I'm going to give you 2 different versions. And so I have posture when talking to a prospect. So it was pretty rare for me to have people not showing up to appointments, or people, you know, canceling appointments or things like that, or not showing up, right? It was pretty rare. I didn't have that. However, I realized that some people do deal with that. And so if you deal with that, like if you're someone that you're like, man, I keep setting these appointments, nobody's showing up. If you keep having that happen, then I might add a little layer of confirmation in your introduction or in your invite and say, so, hey, be busy, first of all. So when you're setting the time, you say, hey, listen, you know, I can give you a call. I'm pretty busy next week, but I can give you a call Wednesday at 3:15 p.m. Will you be by your phone at 3:15 p.m.? Okay. And so you ask them that question, and if they confirm, but you've had a lot of people do this same rigmarole and then not show up, then I'd want a double confirmation. And you'd say, now listen, I talk to a lot of people and I just want to make sure. So you're 100% positive. You'll be by the phone. You'll have watched the video 3:15 p.m. Eastern. Because by the way, if this is something you're just not open to, it's totally cool. We don't have to waste each other's time. Now, when you really anchor down that confirmation, you're going to catch them. They'll say, oh, you know what? I really don't want it, which is totally cool. You'd rather know that sooner than later, wouldn't you? Right? But I'm telling you, most people won't go that route, but it's no longer like a white lie to them. It's like, okay, now I'm just boldly lying to this person if I don't show up. And so you will increase your percentage of people that actually show up. Now, if you do not deal with that, like I said, then just, stay postured, right? And so you may add a little double confirmation in the beginning if you deal with that. However, when you get it, use the 3-voicemail system. It'll definitely serve you and help you out for sure. So there you go.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.